Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana Namaskritya. Naram Chava Narottamam. Devam Sarasim Vyasam. Tito Jayamudiraya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 17. Pancho Vimshati Tatvanam Purusho Dubhuta Darpanaha Adyatmam Abhutasyeha Kim Asat Karmavir Bhavet Pancha Vimshanti Tatvanam Purushot Bhutta Darpanaha Abhyatman Abhudas Yeha Kimasat Karma Birbavet Pancha Vimshanti Tatvanam Purushop Dutta Dharm Panaha Adyatmam Abu Jasayeta Kimasat Karma Birbavat Pancha Vimshati Tatvanam Purushop Buddha Darpanaha Adyatmam Abu Das Yeha Kimasat Karma Birbavet. Pancham Santi Tatvanam Purushabhuta Darpana Batman Havutaseha Kimasaka Durvavet Pancham Santi Tatvanam Purushabhuta Darpana
Vaishnavis.
Panchavim sati tatvanam Purushabhuta darpanaha Adhyatam bhavasasena Kimasat karma vibhavat Panchavim sati tatvanam. Pancha Vishamti
25.
Tatvanam of the elements. Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Abhuta Darpana, the wonderful manifester. Adyatmam. The overseer of all causes and effects. Abhudasya. One who does not know. Iha. In this world. Got lost here. Here we go. Kim. Asat karma above it. What can be the benefit of engaging in temporary fruitive activities? Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Narada Muni had said that there is a house made of 25 elements. The Haryashvas understood this analogy. The Supreme Lord is the reservoir of the 25 elements, and as a supreme being, the conductor of cause and effect, he causes their manifestation. If one engages in temporary fruitive activities, not knowing that the supreme person, then what benefit can he derive? Please repeat. Narada Muni has said that there is a house made of 25 elements. The Haryashvas understood this analogy. The Supreme Lord is the reservoir of the 25 elements. And as a supreme being, the conductor of cause and effect, he causes their manifestation. If one engages in temporary fruitive activities, not knowing that supreme person, what benefit will he derive? Purport. The philosophers and scientists conduct scholarly research to find the original cause, but they should do so scientifically, not whimsically, or through fantastic theories. The science of the original cause is explained in various Vedic literatures. Atato brahma jignas jadmad yasyataha. The Vedic Sutra explains that one should inquire about the Supreme Soul. Such inquiry about the Supreme is called Brahma Jignas. The Absolute Truth, Tattva, is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. Vedanti tattvat vedas tattvam yajjantam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabiti. The learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. The absolute truth appears to neophytes as the impersonal Brahman and to advanced mystic yogis as Paramatma, the supersoul. But devotees who are further advanced understand the absolute truth as the Supreme Lord Vishnu. This material cosmic manifestation is an expansion of the energy of Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Ekadesha sitas yagne joshna vistarini yata parasya brahmana shaktis tadedam akilam jagat. Whatever we see in this world is but an expansion of various energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is like a fire that spreads illumination for a long distance, although it is situated in one place, the Vishnu Purana. The entire cosmic manifestation is an expansion of a Supreme Lord. Therefore, if one does not conduct research to find the Supreme Cause, but instead falsely engages in frivolous temporary activities, what is the use of demanding recognition as an important scientist or philosopher? If one does not know the ultimate cause, what is the use of his scientific and philosophical research? The Purusha, the original person, Bhagavan, Vishnu, can be understood only by devotional service. Bhakyamam abhijananti yavan yas chaspitak pataha. Only by devotional service can one understand the Supreme Person who is behind everything. One must try to understand that the material elements are the separated, inferior energy of the Supreme Lord, and that the living entity is the Lord's spiritual energy. Whatever we experience, including matter and the spirit soul, the living force, is but a combination of the two energies of Lord Vishnu, the inferior energy and superior energy. One should seriously study the facts concerning creation, maintenance, and devastation, as well as the permanent place from which one never need return. Yad gatvana navartante. Human society should study this, but instead of culturing such knowledge, people are attracted to temporary happiness and sense gratification, culminating in bottomless, topless passion. There is no profit in such activities. One must engage himself in the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Laditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Matipistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakarpatrubhyascha Kripasandubhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vacharam Pangum Lankai Giring Kripatamaham Vande, Shri Gurudina Taranam, Shri Parabhanam Madhavam, Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram, Whenever we read Srila Prabhupada's purports, translation and purports, always this one point always comes to my mind. Prabhupada, within his purports, he drops these bombs. But you have to look for the bombs. You have to look for the explosives. And Prabhupada's whole preaching is basically this. You can be mad within, but make sense without. So in this way, this verse is wonderfully speaking about the aspects of this material creation. Narada Muni is giving instructions to the Haryashvas. So he gives the analogy that actually there are 25 elements. Now these 25 elements can be seen as far as the five gross elements, three subtle elements, five knowledge acquiring aspects, five working aspects. One can actually understand the five different principles of sensual objects. So, of course, the five material elements is in terms of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Then, in a more refined way, we look at these subtle elements, which is mind, intelligence, and false ego. Then we have pradhan, the three modes of material nature. And beyond that, we have the five working senses, which would be the voice, hands, legs, rectum, genital. The five knowledge acquiring senses refers to the, in terms of the eyes, nose, ear, skin. These comprise the cosmic situation which we are particularly within. Yantra, Rudan, Imaya. You look in the mirror and you can see Krishna's sense of humor. You are driving a machine made of the material energy. You look in the mirror closely, you always find something wrong. So Krishna's sense of humor. You look in the mirror and you think, ah, I have made a wrong turn somewhere. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada is clearly showing us that what is real science? Now, Prabhupada is making fun of the scientists here. In one class, Prabhupada says, what is the science? They're simply trying to postpone the disturbances of this material world. What is this science? And they say, in the future. Everyone's looking to science. Oh, how exciting. Yes, the new iPhone is out. Oh, yes, this is a new technology. There's all kinds of new technology out. Even there's technology called quantum vision, which is actually proven true technology for those who have who wear glasses here. Within 7 days, through proper exercises, you can make your vision 20/20. Anyway, someone wants to contact me about that. Interesting aspects of technology. So, in this way, we see that Brahman, Paramatman, and Bhagavan. Now, Brahm, that aspect of the Supreme is eternal, but there's no relationship there. When the Lord is not engaged in the process of creation, then there's a Brahm focus. When there's creation, there's Paramatma. But then the next stage Prabhupada's describing is Bhagavan realization. Now the difference between Paramatma realization and Bhagavan realization, you see, Paramatma is equal to all. All, the hearts of all living entities. Sarvagata, the Lord is all-pervading. So he's in every atom. But Bhagavan, because of that relationship with a devotee, which is the topmost relationship, topmost understanding, which contains the other two, there is a give and take in that relationship. The Lord becomes partial to his devotee. Now in the Bhagavatam, Uddhava is actually inquiring that he's thinking that actually he's a bit bewildered because he's saying it's in basically the 11th canto, 14th chapter, verse number 1. He's a bit bewildered because there's different yogis that are saying, Brahman realization, this is the focus. Others are emphasizing bhakti. So he's inquiring from the Lord, what is the topmost process? So he states, Vedati tattvat vidas tattvanam yajanam marvayam brahmeti paramatmaiti bhagavatani vishabdite, as quoted here. And it is described, yes, the learned transcendentalists, they will see in terms of this principle of actually, which is a non-dual substance, Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan. But Uddhava, understanding that, he says, Vadvati ka Krishna Sreyam Bahuni Brahmavadina Tesham Vikalpa Pradyam Uta Ate Mutyata. That he is actually saying that actually the learned sages are saying so many different approaches. So what is the best? What is the best process? Because he's bewildered. Now it's interesting, as we study this particular Bhagavan realization, there is a reciprocation, the devotee and the Lord. And there's so many illustrations throughout the Shastras of where the Lord reciprocates in different ways. He comes as a person. As is stated in the Ramayana, Nirguna Rupa Sulabha, how the Lord comes in a human form. Because when the Lord comes in a human form, he makes sense to us. Queen Kunti, she was just amazed to actually witness the pastimes of Damodar. Because actually Kunti, who was related to Vasudeva, was presently in Braj at that time. And she witnessed how the Lord of the universe was in fear of Mother Yashoda. So she would always meditate on this pastime, and then her famous meditation, well, my Lord, let the calamities come again and again. She was always meditating on this transcendental experience of how the Lord becomes subservient to his devotee. So it's amazing when we focus on that principle, because the process of Krishna consciousness means a focus of renunciation towards that principle. Now we study within the different For example, Gaudiya Sampradaya, the Christian tradition, you have the Ten Commandments. And that's basically the ABCs of Krishna consciousness. For anyone who's following the process of Krishna consciousness, the Ten Commandments are simply a natural affair. But for those practitioners on that particular path, because of various obstacles, they cannot understand. Either Mother Teresa, she was a very advanced on that path, and she was getting some amazing realizations about the Christian tradition, but she went a little mad. They weren't in the Shastra. She couldn't get verification of why. And she was getting certain realizations which are very described completely in the Vedic scriptures. So because the practitioners of a path, they fall short of the mark of the instructions, they don't follow the instructions with mind, body, and words, then one places the instructions on a pedestal, it's beyond me. So look at us within the Gaudiya Sampradaya, specifically ISKCON, that we have the Shikshastakam by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shikshastakam is the most amazing literary artwork presented by the Supreme Lord. It presents the basics of spiritual understanding / postgraduate study, all in one. Basics / postgraduate study. So when I reflect on the Shikshastakam, I reflect on what actually Prabhupada himself did. That Prabhupada presented the basics / postgraduate study. As I said, be mad within, make sense without. This Krishna consciousness movement is established to engage its members in the sublime pleasure dance with Radha and Krishna. Now, what does that mean? I mean, look at our backgrounds. Rasa-lila. Not Rasa-lila. Rasa-lila. What does this mean? Then we understand. We are coming in Mahaprabhu's line. So Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Ayanya, that actually Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined, and he comes in a distribution form. Krishna, he comes in a justice form. So he's more demanding. But Mahaprabhu, he comes in the most magnanimous form of distribution. I don't care if you're not qualified. Just through Nityananda, you get the bliss before you're even qualified. Think about that one. You get the bliss, you get the goods. Then Mahaprabhu follows suit. Then I provide you the intelligence. And Krishna says, Dadam ibu diyogam tam. So in that way, it becomes very exciting to see what Srila Prabhupada has done. You could not understand. If I told you everything, you would faint. So Prabhupada is always showing the special spiritual carrot. But he grounded his dependence in following these principles of realizing these platforms, Brahman, relationship to Paramatma, relationship to Bhagavan. I remember in the early days of Sankirtan, we were at LAX airport, distributing Prabhupada's books. And for just coming out from the material field, we're trying to take shelter of a yajna, which can place us in touch with Guru, place us in touch with the Parampara, place us in touch with the Lord. So in this way, I was reflecting how merciful this particular field of activity, especially for those who know what it's like to go out and meet persons one by one. Prabhupada say you receive your books your whole life, then the hand that reaches out can be blue. Ah. So the Prabhupada key. Now that's a real nectar transcendental carrot. Wow. Sakshat darshan. But I reflected on this point of the antaryami, the super soul. That actually, super souls in my heart, hopefully, is in my heart, and then is in the hearts of all living entities. So you find a common denominator. You present You make a relationship, you connect with that person, and then you provide a parallel relationship. You make them agree. You like, you know, agree on certain points, and then you ask for a donation. It's amazing. The book distribution is the zenith service to train the best managers, the best types of pujaris, the best devotees, because you are very much conscious of what Mahaprabhu, what Srila Prabhupada engaging us in, the Sankirtan movement, San, together, Kirtan means to glorify. So in this way, we're so fortunate. And as the Lord in the heart, as the devotee surrenders, then the Lord will send the pure devotee in terms of the outward manifestation of Antaryami, the Lord in the heart. Because it's the guru who has to give us direction on this Bhagavan field. Okay, Brahman, Brahm realization, Paramatma, that's a basic feature, but Bhagavan realization needs continual guidance, association. So in this way, guru will come. And then we see our guru comes, and then a limited shiksha is there to give an reinforcement to that relationship. You go to an airport, those who travel internationally, and they have what's called a transit lounge. There's rules and regulations when you fly. There's certain rules you have to follow. But it's quite a systematic science that actually, with an airport setting, to bring people to the country, they're in the country but not in the country, then they go to a future destination. Similarly, the acharyas, through Srila Prabhupada, have designed an incredible field where we can understand these principles but get direction. And you look at it in the room, if you look at these devotees' previous histories, materially speaking, you would probably not have anything to do with each other. But because of that common denominator, it doesn't matter how much noise is in the pots in the kitchen, that the goal is seva. The goal is the kukha offering for the lordships. So in this way, we can develop great consolation in our position. Now, in the Ramayana, it's described how, because Brahm, or shall I say, the two features, they're nirgun and sagun. Nirgun refers to that aspect of Brahman where there's no qualities, there's no relationships. But the saguna feature, that's the tricky one. That's the Bhagavan. Especially as one looks at the different tattvas, or looks at the Supreme in his different aspects, then we get to the most esoteric aspect of Radha and Krishna, then we need to be grounded in understanding how to approach. So yes, Nityananda provides that bliss. Mahaprabhu provides the intelligence to surrender. Then all of a sudden, one is developing a certain attraction, a certain affinity towards a certain aspect of the Supreme. It's like Lord Jagannath. You know, the pastime when Lord Jagannath, when Krishna and Balaram were listening to Rohini speak about the glories, about the pastimes of Krishna's childhood pastimes. And in this way, they came to the door in Dwarka, and Subhadra was there to guard the door. And then Krishna comes, and then Balaram comes, and they're so amazed. They're so amazed to hear about their own pastimes and their own leelas, and then boom, Mahabha, big eyes. So in this way, the Lord, it's inconceivable to see his various incarnations, to see how they are so transcendental, but how can you and I perceive that promotion knowledge? So yes, how does that come? It comes from a mood of renunciation. Now you may remember, within this path there are difficulties that are there. And Krishna places his great souls in different situations of anxiety, different mud. There's different types of intoxication there, moha, illusion. And Krishna places his great personalities in illusion. So many examples are there, like Dhruva, whose brother had been killed by the yakshas, And he is so angry, he was killing them unlimited with all his mystic power and mantras. And then, Kuvera came and said, hey, enough's enough. You've taken shelter of the Supreme Lord. It does not befit you to act in this way. But then Dhruva realized, I lost it. It's like, you know, when I was saying earlier, the basics and our teachings that have been given to us, plus postgraduate study, as we apply them, sometimes we may find some difficulty in our spiritual life. We may slip. We make a mistake. We may offend a devotee. Of course, it's all right to make mistakes, but not the same mistakes over and over again. But you are following the path, and then all of a sudden, you've been very strict, following the different principles, and then there's a slip. What happened? And it may be very disconcerting. But again, there's a basic principle, and there's the most advanced principle, which is there. That ultimately, as it is described, that prithanaya sadhana vinashrita duskritam, the Lord comes with this interest, passion, shall we say. Yes, he kills the demoniac element, but he likes to deliver his devotees. Now, for those of you who are mothers, I don't know what the Hindi name, when a child turns over for the first time. Can anyone, what is it? There is some term that when a child turns over for the first time, do you know, Mata? That, okay. So that is a joy for the mother. The child is making progress. Then the child will walk. Then the child will run. The mother develops a great delight in this. So similarly, the guru, the parampara, the Lord, they're watching us as we turn over, as we try and make small steps in spiritual progression. Sometimes we slip. And the devotee has to be reflective. Because every day we're chaining the Shikshastakam. Every day we're chaining the 10 offenses. One becomes introspective. Again, the mistakes are okay. To err is human. But the point being is that not the same mistakes over and over. Was it Einstein? His Prabhupada is making fun of the scientists here. He says, in the modern day, this is the definition of insanity. That doing the same things over again and again, desiring change. So Einstein, this is insanity. So we have a conditioning, our samskaras, our previous habits may be in terms of a little wooden headed, we may take shelter of the process, and then due to material attachment or due to a hung, we begin to slip on the path, we begin to develop. It's like Prabhupada said, that ultimately there are dangers even on the royal roads. And Prabhupada was always making this point, emphasizing how the devotees are very rare. Samahatma Sadurlaba. So we have to always pick ourselves up from the process and in that way overcome. Now, a nice pastime of a devotee who came under the influence of a hum was actually Hanuman himself. As you know, he went to Lanka and searched for Sita and found her in the Ashoka Grove. And he had to find the way and means to prove. So he came as a small little monkey. In this way, he began to sing beautiful songs in glorification of Ram. So then Sita, she had faith. Oh, this is a real representative of Ram. And Hanuman says, we're going to come with a monkey army and take Lanka. And then Sita's going, what? You look like a rat. And you, you know, Chua, you look like some small, you're going to conquer Ravan? And then Hanuman, oh, you know. He grew in size. But then he said, Sita, jump on my back. I'll take you back to Ram. But then Sita goes, no. I will not touch any male except my husband. But Hanuman goes, but Sita ji, that don't you understand
I am your son. It's all right for the son to touch the mother.
But then Sita says, no, no. Actually, I cannot do anything Lord Ram doesn't want me to do. So Hanuman came under illusion. But just a few moments later, as you know, that he was bound and brought to the court of Ravan, he was completely transparent once again. The hum had gone. You see, Krishna had made that arrangement. I mean, Ram had made that arrangement. And he speaks philosophy to Ravan. Because Ravan's saying, where are you getting your mystic power? And he's saying, the same power you get yours from. You think that you're separate from Vishnu? And even so then he preaches to Ravana. Because that's when he was sitting on his tail, yes? Big high Vyasa-san, looking down on Ravan. And then when Hanuman went back to Ayodhya, and when he went back to meet Lord Ram, not Ayodhya, that Lord Ram says, how is it that you burnt Lanka? How is it possible? And Hanuman didn't say, nothing. I'm Hanuman. No, but you see, everything is by your mercy. Everything is by your grace. But you see, here's an example. Devotee falls into illusion, and then the Lord, the Dhammi Bhur Yogam Tam, comes out of illusion. So in this way, we can see many examples are there. And one of the funny examples is how Narada himself was an eternal parshad of the Lord. As you know, Indra became envious, and he sent the heavenly damsels to distract Narada, and by his Brahman Tejas, he was able to conquer over the Apsaras. But Narada became a little Samahan developed. I conquered over the most beautiful girls on the planet, universe. Then he went to Interloka, heavenly, different planetary systems, and hey, check it out. Even sat in, the throne of Indra, and all demigods go, You are God personified. You conquered over such a test. Oh, that's nothing. It's nothing. You see, the eternal parshada, like Arjuna was put into illusion so the Lord could speak Bhagavad Gita. So then, Narada is placed in illusion for a specific reason. So then Narada, Lord Shiva said to Narada, don't you know the philosophy? You shouldn't speak like that about yourself. A devotee should not be glorified. So in this way is a danger. And then Narada had this abhiman, inside he basically had, I know it all, I got it all together. And so then he didn't listen to the instructions of Guru, Shiksha Guru. So then it was when he went to Lord Vishnu. And even Vishnu, Kokpalu Brahmachari. No, that's not exactly what he said, but Kokpalu Brahmachari, Pukko Brahmachari. Yes, everything is by your mercy. I know, I'm powerful. Yeah, I always love an example in Chicago, one devotee, Kokpalu Brahmachari, real tough. Tapasya, so much, 9 chickpeas, 2 chapatis. Then he's found in Harinam, Buddy Ryan. He found him eating all kinds of, sweets in one setting, So in this way, we have to be honest in the path. And Narada, he was a bit perplexed. So then Lord Vishnu said, okay, I'm going to give you some special mercy. And all of a sudden, Narada went to one kingdom. I've forgotten the name of it. There's a beautiful princess, Swayambhara. Narada is going to be, he just looked at this beautiful. She's a gopi. Oh, how beautiful. Narada Muni, Kokpalu Brahmachari. Oof, wow. So then he desired, okay, I want to be the handsome. Is my Swayambhara means competition. So then he wanted to go, so he went to Vishnu, give me your beauty. And then Vishnu says, I'll give you whatever I give you won't cause you harm, will benefit you. Narada, yes, I'm going to be the most handsome, Kokpalu, suitor, she's mine. If I marry her, everything, all perfection's there. So then he went there, and you all know the pastime. Narada Muni was there in the attendance of Lord Shiva,
They were kind of laughing at him.
Wow, she's beautiful, but I don't know about you. Anyways, Nara's going, what's going on? Huh? Huh? And in this way, they were laughing at him. And she even walked up to him. Pugh, yuck! Dusra, another. Huh? Kuk Bola Brahmachari. And he was sitting like this, trying to get her attention. Then the attendants of Lord Shiva said, go look in the water. He looked over, and he saw Banda. Banda Darshan. Banda Monkey Vishnu. Of course, he didn't say about boop, you know. Vishnu, bop. And he went to see Vishnu directly. Vishnu, how can you do this to me? He began to curse Vishnu. He cursed his best friend. Oh, you know, by the way, Lord Vishnu had it all together. Lord Vishnu came and won that beautiful princess. So when Narada Muni went to see Lord Vishnu, the babe, the beautiful girl was there. And Lord Vishnu's there. The beautiful girl's there. And Narada, and then he starts. He lost it. Eternal partial of the Lord starts cursing the Lord. May you, in your next incarnation, have your wife taken away from you as you took my wife. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, a transformation's there. Narada was in full moha. He was in full mud, moha. And all of a sudden, it broke. What did I do? I cursed my best friend. I cursed my Lord. No, my Lord, please let this curse go. I didn't mean it. I was mad. The wrong type of madness. And the Lord said, that's all right. I've arranged this whole situation because I will come as Lord Ramachandra and Sita will be kidnapped and I will engage so many. Oh, yes, Onarda also said, you gave me monkey face, his background, so you'll have many monkey associates in this next Leela. And then the Lord said, yes, I will use monkeys to conquer Ravana. So in this way, we kind of develop a great appreciation about how the devotee can fall into illusion. So when we have difficulty in the spiritual path, it's a consolation for us to get up and fight again. We make a mistake. But actually, the Lord, Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. If Krishna wants to kill us, no one can save us. If Krishna wants to save us, no one can harm us. So we all go through these situations of having to get up, slipping, getting up, slipping. And in this way, we can acknowledge the power of bhakti, the power of devotion. Durvasa Muni, incarnation of Lord Shiva, very empowered. Performing so many tapasyas, he was envious of Maharaj Ambarish, who prematurely, he didn't, broke his fast on water, and then Durvasa was going throughout the planetary systems, and no one could help him. Brahma, Shiva, no one could help him, even Vishnu. But Vishnu gave him some good advice. You go to Maharaj Ambarish and ask forgiveness. Here we come back full circle to the devotee of the Lord. This is how dear the devotee is. So in this way, we can truly relish how the Lord uses us in such a way to try and present transcendental knowledge. Ramanujacharya is another example. When he was in Puri, he had 1,000 disciples, first class disciples. And he was thinking, that he's an incarnation of Anantashesh. Let me make arrangements for Jagannath Pukka. Look at these guys. The round Jagannath, you know. Joe, get rid of these guys, you know. Let's get some Pukka Pujaris in there. Pukka. I remember one devotee, it was in New Zealand or Australia. Australia. No, it's a Pukka. Actually, no, there's two pastimes. I'll go back to a previous one. That in Laguna Beach, first class Pukka Pujari. Knows all the mantras and tantras. Everything, all the verses. But he's kept to himself. So anyways, there was an accident, and then he blamed the devotees and left the movement. And lo and behold, I was kidnapped myself by deprogrammers. And he was the head deprogrammer. Can you believe it? Don't you know? So he was like, completely, talk about when he had actually lost the proper focus. Actually, after my deprogramming, I don't like to, you know, but hey, he fell off a balcony and broke both his legs. So don't mess with devotees, you know. Well, who wrote that article? Don't mess with JPS, you know. That was a good offering. I wonder about the meteor, though. You know, it's like Star Wars. No, but in this way, we do. The devotees are our life force, and we want to be very, very conscientious to not make mistakes. So, what happened was, is Jagannath came, and he ordered Garuda, you take Ramanuja's acharya and his disciples 1,000 miles away, Sri Rangam, take them away. And they woke up the next morning. Well, you know, when sometimes you're traveling, you wake up differently. It's like, where am I? For me, I'm like in the Dadu ashram, you know, in the Brahmachari ashram, you know, where am I? I just, you know, so in this way, what are they going? What's happening? But of course, Ramanuja understood, my Lord is correcting me because I became proud in this way. So it's such an exciting affair when we see devotees place an illusion and how they get out of it. Or even, because it shows about, what about a genuine approach on the devotional path, serving the sadhus? Karna, he pretended to be a kshatriya, and Parashuram gave him all instructions to that, for dansha, that one demon was biting as a boar, like a worm into his leg, and blood came, woke up Parashuram. And you're not a Brahmin, because Parashuram didn't like kshatriyas, short-tempered on that one. I'm not, you'll forget your mantras, you're a kshatriya, only to experience such pain, you will lose memory of your mantras at the time of death. So in this way, we can see there's a process of how to worship the parampara and how to actually understand how we can make spiritual advancement. Now in the Garuda Purana, there's one shloka which describes that worship of my devotee or songs about my devotee is 100 times more powerful than me. You see what the Lord is providing the Shastra, bhakta is greater than God. In the eyes of the Lord, like yesterday was a wonderful example, devotees worshiping the bhakta. And this type of glorification is appreciated by the Lord. So again, we look in our life, what qualities of aham do we still have in our life? We may be a manager, we may be a TP, we may be a sannyasi. We may be a young lady who wants to get married. We may be someone who wants to change ashram to marry a wife. Very powerful ashram used in a proper way. But what is the goal? Are you based in a position of a hum, that things are mine, yours? These different conceptions? Because we're not following the process. Ultimately, we want to become free from this quality of aham. And in this way, you will see purity as a force, books as the basis, preach as the essence, utility as a principle come into your life. I just came from Braj, and we had a wonderful victory in the Jamuna. The Jamuna is the wife of Lord Krishna. And this is the first time since the demolition of the temple in Ayodhya, and there was so much violence as a result, where all the acharyas and all the vyasas came on the same platform together. But I must say, I'm sadly to say, all the acharyas are there, but the only Gaudiya that were there were just a few sprinkled devotees. So I wrote a letter to the GBC about this principle of how to take advantage of time and place. For example, we had vegetarianism in the past. Giscon pioneered vegetarianism, but we didn't follow up in making it. In other words, we're not seen as the pioneers. Or kirtan. Giscon pioneered the kirtan industry internationally, but many persons are taking advantage of that field and not teaching personal teachings of the Lord. T- Temple construction is another thing. Building temples for presenting Yuga Dharma, but many persons will build temples for other means. Right now, the present cutting-edge preaching in the world today is environmental care, cow protection. Now, a great victory is at hand. The Jamuna is actually coming, the government. Now, how is it the government? Because it's a big investment, so many people, so much money. How are we going to, if we say yes to this river and the Ganga also, we just say yes to all the rivers, big problem. So then, there was an idea that actually, if you go to the Supreme Court, and they have a, Supreme Court has one environmental control, you pass a ruling that actually for service to the Jamuna. We glorify the Jamuna, we glorify the Ganga. Can you imagine that? And this government's into it. Modi, just like during this one meeting of all the acharyas on the same, it's like the acharyas are the different vyasas. There's so many vyasas. And it's like getting frogs on a lily pad. And one frog, try to get another frog, another frog, another frog, another frog. And then, bloop, bloop, bloop. Of course, these are many different types of vyasas. And all of them were there, same platform. So that we want to ask, what was the success? What did a small community of Brijvasis do to actually unite devotees together to actually do something, completely change governmental policy? First of all, Harinam. Second, and this is something we can learn from about our preaching, they took the youth and put them in the forefront. Komara atara pragya, from the very early age of childhood. So when a youth speaks, that's truth. That's the real thing. Then, unity and diversity, bringing many persons together, seeing the bhakta in each person of each sampradaya, seeing the devotees, and then pratishtane, out, no pratishta, no profit, adoration and distinction. And thirdly, which is the core, a fifth principle, which is the core, serving a great saint. So we have the great sadhu, His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And we see this big temple being built here. It's very wonderful. It's going to be a beacon to the world. But I say this, it is a great mistake to build this temple with the wrong consciousness, to think that you can put a big edifice of building blocks and make it very beautiful, even for the deities, but not surrender our hearts. This temple will have the greatest meaning, will be built very quickly, if we take the temple of our heart, or shall we say, let this temple be an external manifestation of a society that is free from aham, that is free from desire to enjoy the Lord. Then moha will not touch you, mad will not touch you. And even if it does, because Prabhupada says you can't condemn a dirty person in the shower of purification, even if that moha or mud is there, it is a matter of time that the Lord will rectify that situation. So think of the bigger focus. As Prabhupada said, shoot for the rhino. Go for the topmost goal. You want to build this temple, focus on the temple of your heart first. Then you will attract the world. In Chicago, when Srila Prabhupada came in the airport, he had a big smile on his face, and one black janitor was there. Man, I saw that Swami Prabhupada, and he was small, but he was tall. And when I saw that Swami, I paid what they call dandivats. Dandivats, right on the spot. It's a janitor, a simple janitor. But he saw in Srila Prabhupada a complete focus and freedom. And this is what Krishna consciousness is all about. It's when you become free from that principle of aham, the Lord himself will come into your heart, will speak through you. And anyone of you knows who does prachar, anyone who knows who preaches, you say things you've never said before. You answer questions that aren't being asked. This is the mercy of the miracle a discipular succession. And you become free from bodily concept. So in this way, take stock of our great fortune, focus individually how to become free from these different inebriations, and in this way, the Supreme Lord will come into your heart. And one thing is for sure, God has a disease. What is that disease? Well, we see exhibited exuberant level in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has a disease. He wants to distribute mercy. And if he can't do that, he doesn't feel equipped. He doesn't feel himself whole. So he came and to understand that mood, that intense love for him. And this is exemplified through his Sankirtan movement, that distribution and transformation. Because actually by that transformation of consciousness, transformation of heart, seeing each one as you around you as puppets of the Supreme, in other words, how I deal with you is going to check or enhance my future. Bhakta is greater than God in the eyes of the Lord. So in this light, we can take great consolation. Each one is his insurance policy. Invite the Lord into your heart. Then, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the agents in Parampara, you will have full understanding of this Bhagavan realization and lovingly distribute to others. Hare Krishna. I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna. How can we tell the difference between madness, which Prabhupada was recommending to be mad within, versus just confusion?
Ultimately, we have Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So in other words, there is a presentation in Parampara, a working formula. And Prabhupada warned, one thing with you people, you like change. So madness will indicate, or confusion, we start changing things. In other words, we begin to think the Acharya, throughout all his shastras and lectures, couldn't have it out, couldn't figure what it takes to try and present everything clearly. Because why is change there? Because of aham. Because we need something different. We're losing the taste in that. So that's the principle of Krishna consciousness. Madness, spiritual anti-material world, that is a mad scenario. It's completely mad. Everyone's mad in the material field. But we're making sense without, not creating disturbance. Like ISKCON's unique. ISKCON's an amazing personality. You can do what you want within a society. We're all characters, but don't create disturbance. That's where others, and that's why Prabhupada emphasized, make sense. That's the principle. Makes our preaching, our nam hat, our bhakti vriksha, it's make sense. We make sense, and then the Thakurji is so happy that, I give you intelligence. So that separates the madness from confusion. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Dr. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jagod Premanande. No, I haven't actually.